Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com and I have Lamone on the line with me. He has a new single out called Flawed. Flawed, aren't we all? Lamone, jump on in, say hello to the people and tell us about Flawed.
What's up, Miss Nigeria? Hello, everybody out there. This is your man, Lamone, checking in from Connecticut. Just want to give a shout out to everyone, say hello, and I have a new single out right now. It's called Flawed, and the song basically talks about, it deals with two individuals who are imperfectly flawed, and they realize that they are flawed, but even through their flaws and with their flaws, they are able to find love, and they're able to accept each other's flaws. Mm-hmm. You know, and move forward in that love. And I think a lot of people in this world are searching for perfection,
right,
not only, you know, in ourselves, but in other people, only to realize anybody out here perfect, we're all flawed individuals. So if you can find someone that, you know, can match your flaws and, you know, and y'all can be compatible, then it could be a wonderful thing.
Okay. It's springtime and relationships going to get hot and heavy. And I heard you.
We already know.
I heard you. Now, I think that I agree with you that we are all flawed. But I do agree that there is still in our relationships, flawed and all, a segment of maturity where we have to be willing to be a little better.
Absolutely.
I just needed to know.
I do not disagree with that at all. We're on the same page, actually.
Okay. Cool. Now, what is there any personal note of why, you know, this song became your song?
It does have some personal things in it, but it's not just entirely about me. It's about a lot of people that, you know, friends of mine, people that I've encountered, you know, a lot of people that I know are just searching for perfection in their relationships. And, you know, I've witnessed people break up. I've witnessed people, you know, dissolve marriages, and it's all because, you know, they're searching for this perfect person. It's like, well, listen, you just got to find compatibility.
Right.
You know, in your mate or your partner. And if you're willing to be accepting this, I mean, listen, there are some things that we just ain't going to tolerate and ain't going to deal with.
Right.
But there are some things that you probably can deal with and you're okay with. And if you are able to, you know, to find that compatibility, then I say, listen, go for it and be happy.
Right. Okay. I totally agree. Like, let's help them out. Let's go on and help them out, Lamone. All right. So.
That's right.
We gonna break up because you ain't pick your socks up?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not because, listen, I mean, all I got to do is just pick them up off the floor. You know, if my socks are on the floor, I got to say, listen, can you just do me a favor? Can you just put your socks in the hamper? I'm like, you know what? I can do that.
Okay. See, that sounds good because that means that you're willing, okay, to correct your flaw. So now, if you come home and I didn't cook, we breaking up because I can't cook that good and I was late and I ain't cooked you a meal?
Absolutely not, because we got DoorDash, Uber Eats, and that's what brought the food off right to our door. Are you kidding me? We ain't breaking up for that. Now, let me ask you a question. You going to break up with me if I leave that toilet seat up?
No, I have too many brothers, a dad, and have been putting it down for years. So, no, we're not going to break up.
We're going to make it work.
See, now, y'all may be laughing at us, but do you know how many people have broken up over these little situations? So, we just wanted to help a few people out that's listening and that we understand people's capacity for different things. If you're abusive verbally, physically, or emotionally, we are breaking up because you trying to catfish me. We breaking up because, you know, you're not upholding your end. So, yeah, that's when you break up.
Depends on the level of abuse now. I mean, come on, Nigeria, there's some abusive people out there who don't know how to dial it back. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but there are levels to this as well, you know.
Abuse is abuse. If you abuse me, I'm leaving.
No. I agree. Abuse is abuse. But some people have a higher tolerance than others.
That's true.
Some people can actually change.
That's true. Okay. That's a little deeper than I want to go. But we just wanted to give you the tips, some quick tips. Now, you have some other projects out, like Smooth. All right, what was Smooth?
Yeah.
What was Smooth about? That sounds pretty cool. Are you a romantic person? All your music is like what? Love, hope, inspiration? What we doing?
It's actually all of the above. You know, who have heard me sing, who have saw me live, you know, they kind of all told me that I kind of have a smooth tone, a smooth quality about me. So, you know, I just accept that quality, and I'm just, you know, I've owned it. It's like, okay, well, you know, in everything I do, whether it's, you know, house music, smooth jazz, R&B, whatever type of genre I'm doing, like, for instance, this particular song here, Flawed, it has an Afrobeat vibe, but it's still a smooth song.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I released Smooth, it was just basically letting everyone know, listen, this is what you're going to get from me. You're going to get a smooth brother who's going to give you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it's still smooth at the end of the day.
Okay. Now, I love those genres you mentioned, especially house music. I'm a house head for sure.
So am I.
Stop playing. Don't do it. No.
I mean, all the greats
for house music.
I did a couple of house songs with Josh Milan.
Okay.
On his project. We actually have some stuff coming out hopefully next year that we're still working on. So it's still cooking in the oven. It ain't done yet. But yeah, I got some more house music coming out.
I love it. Please come back so we can definitely promote that and let people know it's coming out. And jazz, you said jazz. And when you're someone so talented like yourself and has a voice that can match different genres, how do you put your projects together? I'm always curious about that.
Let me tell you something. Being an independent artist, you have the reign, the freedom to do what you want. And because I'm just an eclectic type of an eclectic type of a person, I'm very eccentric. So I like all types of music, all types of genres, because that's how I was raised, how I was brought up.
Right.
When I was younger, my mother played a lot of jazz in the house. Now, I didn't really like jazz when I was younger, but as you get older, you grow to appreciate these genres of music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I have these melodies in my head, you know, the singers that I'm listening to, not even just singers, but musicians.
Right.
Growing up listening to jazz musicians, and it stuck with me. My father played more of like the funk, dance, and R&B type of music back in the day. So I heard a lot of funk and dance music from him. You know, going to school, listening to pop music, you know, I went to a predominantly white high school.
Right.
So I was introduced to a lot of rock, you know, soft rock, yacht rock, those, you know, things like that. So it just stuck with me, you know, just all these different genres. When you have that music, you can appreciate other styles of music. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be one dimensional.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the industry plagued that, like, really stifled artists into being hip-hop, being pop, being R&B mm-hmm. or whatever country. And I'm excited that now you can sing what you want to sing. You know, the whole Beyoncé in country music, she's not the first to do it, but, you know, she's more well-known. So, of course, it's all over the place. However, being Black in America and growing up when we weren't even on the radio and we were, you know, enjoying rock, pop, country. I remember Z100 in New York, and you like the Police, you like Simply Red. You had no choice. That's all they played, right? So I love when we come together and we have that assignment to be a psalmist or a singer, that we are able to blend and create our own sound and then do and sing what we feel like, you know, that's how I'm feeling today. You know, I don't wake up every day wanting to hear hip hop. Sometimes I want to hear gospel. Sometimes I want to hear jazz. Sometimes I, you know, you have that choice, you know, to change the station or put your favorite playlist on. So if you had a playlist and you had a 5-hour drive, what would that sound like?
Oh my God. I'd probably be jumping from playlist to playlist.
Okay.
Because I have such a wide range of things that I like. Like a 5-hour drive, I'd probably play an hour of yacht rock. Uh-huh. I'd probably play another hour of house music to get me hyped up so I don't fall asleep.
Right.
then I, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably play another hour of R&B, oldies but goodies.
Yes.
Stuff that I grew up on. Yes. I'd be all over the place. I'd probably put my playlist on random and just let whatever pop up. You know, I'd probably spit songs accordingly, but I'm sure all over the place, you know, in my playlist. You probably look at my playlist like, okay, this guy, he's just
it's genuine. It's genuine. Yeah. You know, long as, you know, the sound is appeasing to you and what you enjoy.
I mean, because I could go from Stevie Wonder to Journey.
Right. Right.
And then switch on over to smooth jazz. Listen to Najee or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And go from Najee to listening to, you know, classic house music.
Right.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, no. That's all right. And if you were home and someone was coming over and you put on your single Flawed, what would you think the response would be?
I would wait for the response. I would hope to get a good response, a positive response. You know, as I said before, the song Flaw does have an Afrobeat vibe to it. It's very Caribbean. You know, it even has some reggae tones to it. But, you know, at the same time, it's still an Afrobeat song. I would look for a good response. I would wait for a response.
Right,
and I would, you know, if I don't get any response, I'd probably ask the person, what do you think of that song?
Right. Because I always think about that. Like, if I was a singer, I would always do that. I would, like, walk somewhere and just put the song on and see how people respond.
Really?
Your single Flawed with this Caribbean style Afrobeat sound is just in time for spring break.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And that was strategically done, by the way.
Good, because we need that bumping in the cars driving by.
You already know. Feel good. We need feel good music because, you know, the times out here are just so dark and crazy. So we need songs that give us hope, inspiration, and just songs that just make us feel good. You know what I mean?
Right. I love it. And that's important. And we need more music out here to kind of just make us feel good. Music is a definitely good way to escape as long as the lyrics are positive or, you know, encouraging.
Indeed.
So,
I totally agree.
And definitely being tied to relationship, we want to be in the mold because when the weather get warm, we all know how that go down. We want to definitely make sure we can accept our imperfections in a manner that we can now come together and not be so judgmental or so critical of someone because they're not doing it the way or acting the way we have in our mind. And so I thank you so much for addressing that. That is a big issue. And then people want to know why they single, you know, because you didn't afford anyone to show you who they are. You just kind of quickly judge them by their sneakers or the car they drive or whatever, you know, someone's identity of what they are looking for is. And so in order to get to the place of a relationship, you have to learn how to relate. All right. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell people. Go ahead. What you was going to say?
Everything you just said, I totally agree with. You know, you just got to be open and just give people time. You know what I mean? You know, judging someone just at first glance, I mean, it's something we're all guilty of, but unless you really take time out to get to know that person, talk to them, have a conversation with them, you're really not going to know them. I mean, come on. You can't just look at somebody and be like, okay, this person's a jerk.
Right.
I mean, they may give off those vibes at first, but I've spoken to people, you know, after looking at them, like, wow, this, you know, this person was actually cool. Was,
right,
you know,
right.
Maybe sometimes I've even had that judgment placed upon myself. I mean, there's been people who have seen me. They're like, yeah, I thought she was like stuck up or mean because you always got this look on your face like you're serious. I'm like, you know what? Please disregard that. A lot of times I'm in deep thought. A lot of times I have my earbuds in my ears. I'm listening to a song or music or a song that I'm working on, and I'm just zoned out.
Right. And I mean, like you said, in today's times, it's so much on our mind. You know, like you said, kind of push past that first door and see what the next door brings. You know, I like that. I like that you shared that because it's true. So tell everybody, you know, how they can reach out to you, where they can get the song, and how they can connect with you on social media.
So I welcome everybody to hit me up. You can look for me on all the social media platforms. Like, for instance, I'm on Facebook under Lamone, which is spelled L-A-M-O-N-E. I am on Instagram on I Am Lamone. I am on YouTube under Lamone Music. Y'all can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, all the digital music networks. You can find me. Just spell L-A-M-O-N-E, Lamone, and all my music will pop up. And I'm a pretty cool guy. So, you know, I welcome everybody. I usually accept everyone as a friend, you know, until those crazy people start getting in my DMs and start, you know, saying crazy stuff.
Oh, Lord.
And other than that, I'm usually the cool guy who's accepting of everyone. So, yeah, I would welcome and appreciate everyone to, you know, take a listen to my music if you haven't heard it before, and tell me what you think.
Love it. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So, again, whenever you drop something new, consider UrbanBuzzMag.com as one of your media outlets, and we'll be more than happy to share what's coming out new whenever you're ready.
I appreciate that, Ms. Nigeria. And I love your name, by the way, because I need to get over to Nigeria. I've been to Africa once. I've been to Egypt. But Nigeria is definitely on the list, along with Kenya and Ghana. So, yeah, what's your name?
All right, well, you know, if you need me to come along with you, let me know.
All right, now. I got some frequent flyer miles and maybe a buddy pass that you can come along and meet with me. So we'll see what we can do.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.